Hello.
Hello, good morning. Well, good afternoon now. This is Alberto from Family First. Am I speaking with Denise?
Hi, yes, you are, Alberto. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad that you're doing great. Thank you so much for answering my call. I'm calling because I don't know if you're aware that Miss Silhouette is no longer working here
Yes.
in Family First. So I was assigned as the new coordinator.
Okay.
I'm calling to introduce myself with you and with the members. I'm aware that you provide services to Elizabeth and
And
Warren,
Warren. Yes.
right? Yeah. So
Yes,
I
I do.
wanted to introduce myself to them. I tried calling Elizabeth, but I didn't receive an answer, and I'm trying contacting Warren, but I see that the number in his profile is also your number, so I'm calling you now.
Okay, give me 1 second. If you give me 1 second, I can actually get my Uncle Warren on the phone. Just give me
Okay.
1 second. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I mean, hold on.
Okay.
Whoa. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Okay, so everybody's here. Uncle Warren?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's here. Elizabeth's here. Everybody's with us.
Okay. Hi, Elizabeth and Warren. I was calling and I just explained to Denise that Miss Silhouette, your previous coordinator here in Family First, is no longer working with us. So,
What is your name?
my name is Alberto.
Alberto, Anna.
Alberto.
Yes,
Alberto.
and I'm going to be your new coordinator.
Now you're replacing Silhouette, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, because we have a coordinator that comes out from the other service, well,
Amcor.
from Amcor, Sadat, yes.
Correct, yes, but me, I'm only going to replace Silhouette.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I didn't put my time sheets in yet. I did put some in the other day because we had gone to visit family in Maryland, and I
Okay.
forgot to clock in. I couldn't actually clock in and out, but I left a message and everything and all, and I did not get my time sheets in because I had to take my mom to the doctor's this morning. I have them sitting right here. As soon as I get the chance, I will actually get them filled out and sent to
Okay.
you.
Okay, but give me one moment because looking here at the visits that are missing, since the visits have the clock in and are only missing the clock out, I'm able to confirm the visits through the call. So give me 1 second while I get access to the visits. Okay.
Okay.
One second. Okay, first, with Miss Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, she is. Betty, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Miss Elizabeth, I want to confirm with you 2 visits that I have here in the system that Denise clock in, but there is no clock out for those visits. The first one is for Tuesday, and the second one is for Friday. In both
Yes, that is
visits,
wrong.
I have the niece clock in at 8:30 p.m. But the clock out was not registered. I want to confirm with you via call that she provided all the hours of services in this schedule until 4:30 a.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did. So you're confirming it.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. Then what I'm going to do is that I'm going to add the information manually. Okay.
Okay.
And Warren, I
yes.
see here that Denise clock in on Tuesday, and at 3:36 p.m. Unfortunately, the clock out was not registered. I want to confirm with you that she provided all the hours of services on that day until 8:30 p.m.
Yes, she did.
Okay, so I'm also going to add the information to that visit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Denise, if you, well, I just confirmed 3 visits with the members, but if something else is missing, please send me a timesheet, okay? And you can send me
yes.
a timesheet to this number.
I always send a timesheet in because I'm always running. I get them sometimes early because we have to get to a doctor's
okay.
appointment or something. So I always put a timesheet in just to be on the safe side. So
okay.
that's
Perfect.
How I've been doing it with Silhouette, and that's what I normally do. I just didn't get a chance yet today, but I will
okay.
get that in. I have it sitting right here. As soon as I get the opportunity, I pull it out and send it over to you.
Okay, perfect.
Now,
thank you so much.
I have to ask, is this the new phone number or?
Yes, this is going. This is my direct line, my the new number that you need to call and send the timesheets.
Okay.
So you can text me or you can call me to this number. You can register. And you can delete Silhouette's number. Okay.
Okay. So it's 267-551-7431.
Correct. Yes, that's my number.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I also want to confirm with Ms. Elizabeth and Mr. Warren the address that they receive services and the best phone number to get in contact with them.
Okay, the address is 1820 North Hills Drive.
Okay.
And it's apartment 95, Norristown, Pennsylvania, 19401.
Okay.
And
okay,
the number, if you, and my personal phone number is 484-636-4703.
That's his cell number.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And... okay.
The best numbers, if you can't get a hold of them, is always call me.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know. I'll keep that in mind. And I just want to make sure that all of you are aware that every month I need to do the monthly follow-up on the services. So you're going to receive a call from me and just confirming that we have the information updated regarding address or phone numbers, and also to receive a feedback of the services that you are receiving, okay?
Yes.
So,
no problem.
Well, that was it. That was my call. Thank you so much for answering my questions and for...
Alberto, you'll
yep.
be working with me when it comes to the timesheets and stuff, so just bear with me. Silhouette was such a great person because... You know, I juggle around a lot of patients, very important patients. So, yes, bear with me. I'll make sure that my timesheets go in.
Okay, perfect. You can send it to this number. Okay, Denise?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I will send it as soon as I can. Thank you so much, hon.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.